more Idaho matters right now. U.S. support for nuclear power is the highest it's been in a decade. That could mean an uptick in domestic uranium mining. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
Lots of artifacts sit in glass cases at the Riverton Museum in central Wyoming, like 60s-era Western films and tin cans with colorful advertising. In one corner is a silver metal box with a black handle and some dials. It's a Geiger counter, first used by a couple from the area in the 50s. Zach Larson curated this exhibit.
We went out to go antelope hunting, have a picnic lunch. It was a Sunday, a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And they had the Geiger counter with them, and in one specific outgrowth of rock, the needle just went off the charts.
They discovered uranium in this area called the Gas Hills. It started a boom in Wyoming that employed thousands of people and lasted through the early 80s. At the time, there were also active mines in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. At one point, the U.S. produced more uranium than anywhere else in the world.
It was grueling hard work, obviously, but you could make a lot of money.
But almost as quickly as the industry rose, it went bust. A scare at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania sparked a market meltdown. Since then, American uranium mining has dropped, reaching near all-time lows in 2021. But that cycle may be turning around.
The world is looking at nuclear in a new light.
Wayne Hiley is CEO of Peninsula Energy, which runs a mine in northeast Wyoming. Since January 2020, the price of uranium has more than doubled, which has made some of Peninsula's previously idle facilities economical again. Hiley says they're hiring.
We have made sales commitments out for the next decade to the year 2033. So we know that once we start producing, we have a home for that uranium.
Other companies in Wyoming are also ramping up operations, and people are exploring more sites around the Southwest. Hiley says part of why markets are so friendly is that federal officials are saying they want more domestic uranium. The U.S. imports about 95% of its uranium, mostly from Kazakhstan, Canada, and Russia. But some officials want to ban Russian imports.
Energy security is national security, and the events in the Ukraine really emphasizes that.
Monica Regalbuto is with the Idaho National Laboratory, part of the Department of Energy. She says about half the carbon-free electricity produced domestically is from nuclear power.
As the needs of the country grow in terms of energy and also to support our climate goals, we need to produce more clean electricity. And the way to do that is to use nuclear power.
Utility companies also want to build several nuclear reactors in the West over the next decade, including a project supported by Bill Gates in southwest Wyoming. All this hype is being noticed by the public. One study shows 55% of people now support nuclear energy. But environmental advocates like Jennifer Thurston in Colorado say not so fast.
All of this is just a repeat of the past, and we are just kind of on this endless hype and speculation loop, right, that goes on with uranium mining.
Thurston says the industry is still not properly regulated, and there are environmental concerns like radiation exposure and water contamination. She says tribal nations have been especially harmed, and thousands of abandoned mining sites remain uncleaned.
There's just so many concerns with nuclear power. There's the fact that we don't have the disposal situation figured out.
For its part, Peninsula Energy does a different kind of mining than traditional open pit digging. It uses less disruptive in situ extraction, which involves injecting a solution into an aquifer and pumping uranium out of the ground. This process has still led to spills in Wyoming, but Hiley says he's committed to cleanups and mitigating damage.
I moved here over 25 years ago. I have no intention to leave, and I'm going to make sure that the impacts of that mining don't change a thing about the state.
But if nuclear power remains part of the country's long-term energy plans, change may be inevitable. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Riverton, Wyoming.
We're now taking you to a Mountain West town where billionaire Bill Gates and other investors plan to build a nuclear reactor to generate electricity. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Are you Jessica?
I am.
Oh, so nice.
Real estate agent Jessica Lozier is sitting at the new coffee shop in town. Fossil Fuel Coffee Company. It's pretty empty. On the walls are fish fossils from the nearby desert. Kemmer is a small industry-driven town with a couple thousand people.
There's been times that it's been really busy and there's been times that it's been not busy and that downtown has kind of been dying.
And that's been the case for the past 5 years or so, mainly because both its coal mine and coal plant almost shut down. But in late 2021, there was a beacon of hope. The company TerraPower, founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates, announced their plans to build a nuclear plant nearby.
It brought, I think, a revived, you know, sense of security for the community that it needed.
If everything goes to plan, about 1,600 temporary workers will come over the next 7 years to build the facility. And they're going to need short-term housing, like RV parks. Gordon Gunter is walking through patchy snow at his RV park just north of town.
I just turned the water on today.
Gunter and his family built this park in the 60s. And adding a few more spaces for guests has long been a goal.
See, here's the river right here. So you can sort of, these spaces start here and they run clear down the river. Well, I could actually do spaces all the way around the river.
Temporary energy workers are his main clientele. With the recent bust, he wasn't sure if expanding made sense. But once the nuclear project was announced, he started hearing from contractors.
So I got one of those calls last spring. I said, well, you know, how many sites do you think you'll need? And she said, oh, around 1,100. Well, we've got 44 max at this point. And I went, 1,100?
You heard that right. They need 1,056 more spaces than Gunter has to offer. But he is going to add 15 more over the next few years, which is a similar situation over at the Antler Motel across town.
He checked out of 8. Did his sister check out of 29? Because I was going to just show her that room with Joey, how he did all the stuff in there. Do you have a key for it on you or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seth Snyder manages the motel. And right now, all 46 rooms are booked, mainly with temporary workers. Snyder is fixing up 9 more.
So many people come in and they're like, do you have a mini fridge in your room? And I'm like, of course. Like, we have a full-size freezer, which people do not get.
Something people might need if it's their home away from home. The 9 new rooms will be finished this year, but it's still a far cry from what's needed for the 1,600 temporary workers. And the city recognizes this. Brian Muir was brought on to help with Kemmer's transition. And while some old apartments in town might be renovated, Muir says not everyone will find housing in Kemmer.
It's probably going to still be a place where people will still commute here.
And for some in Kemmer, they don't mind that. They're excited about the security of the new industry, but they don't want it to become a big city either. TerraPower's Jeff Navin says for the next year, only about 100 workers will be there. The largest influx is still a few years off. And when that happens, Navin lightheartedly says,
might be a little more difficult to get a hotel room in Kemmer for the next few years than it was for the last few years.
But for now, Kemmer still feels quiet. Standing downtown, one sees the new coffee shop, but also a lot of empty storefronts. One person is out and about. The birds are chirping. A car drives by every few minutes or so. It's still small town Wyoming, even though it's been chosen for this first of its kind nuclear project. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Kemmer.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.